This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline, covering the Friday, September 26th edition of WWE SmackDown. And it is the final show on the CW. And I got that confused with the Brian Kendrick. And they did a decent job hyping next week's big debut on my network with the broadcast network premiere of WrestleMania. They didn't get into details on television what exactly that entailed. They're trying to be vague, I think, on purpose. But they did also hype the Night of Champions type event for SmackDown, which will feature not only the ECW, Raw, and SmackDown champs head-to-head-to-head, but Santino versus U.S. champion Shelton Benjamin, and more of those types of matches. As for the follow-up on Jesse and Festus, their My Moving Company started moving things out of the ring, which the whole thing is kind of silly. They wear movers outfits, I guess, big overalls. And the idea behind it is, you know, that they're moving SmackDown to another network. And I mean, the symbolism's kind of fun and stuff, but it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, what SmackDown moves every week from one arena to another, and people kind of get, and I know people aren't probably thinking that hard about this or being overly critical, but it's just kind of, you know, they move from arena to arena every week, and it just happens that the signal that's always sent is going to be sent to a different channel, and it's going to air, and it's going to be the same thing. And what was even worse is last week they tied up Ryan Braddock and wrapped him in bubble wrap and duct tape and other weird stuff and rolled him out in a two-wheeler. 2 weeks earlier, or 2 weeks ago, they did that to Kenny Dykstra. So this week they pulled up a moving truck, and as they started throwing things into the back of the moving truck from SmackDown, there was Braddock and Dykstra. So I guess Dykstra's been tied up for 2 weeks. I don't know if he's been wearing, he didn't look like he was wearing a diaper, so apparently they untied him so he could have bathroom breaks and gave him water and food, or else we're supposed to, I don't know what we're supposed to believe. I mean, I know it's like a variety show, it's slapstick, and there's sections of a show you're supposed to take a certain way, and another section you're supposed to take another way. But it's so hard to take anything seriously. They're trying to sell this angle, you know, Vicky and Undertaker and this fierce rivalry, but it does chip away at your ability to take it seriously when we're supposed to believe that Ross and Taz are just kind of turning a blind eye to the fact that apparently Jesse and Festus kidnapped Dykstra for 2 weeks and wrapped him in duct tape and did the same thing to Ryan Braddock last week, and that it takes a moving company to move SmackDown, even though they're in a different arena every week. So, I mean, if this was TNA moving Impact from the Impact Zone to another building, it would kind of make sense. I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but between that and the camera angle gimmick, which they did the last 2 weeks, I just don't like it. I mean, it's just style-wise, it's just sloppy. And I think even though they think it's harmless and nobody thinks that hard about it, I really think it does chip away at how into the angles people get. And ultimately, you're selling tickets, selling pay-per-views, and selling viewers on tuning in every week based on the idea that you get them wrapped up in believing what they're watching is somewhat legitimate. And, you know, it's like having in Desperate Housewives, you know, you build a story arc around a dramatic ostracization of a neighbor or over an affair with one of their husbands, and you treat it real seriously, and it's a big story arc, and then but at the same time you've got like orgies going on behind the back of other people, and everybody knows about it, nobody does anything about it, and half the spouses are in on it, the other half aren't, and it's just treated as comedy, like, oh, that's just part of Desperate Housewives, we're risque and we do silly stuff. Well, if you got all that crazy stuff going on, and then you have a story arc we're supposed to take real seriously, the violation of trust of a marriage, it breaks it up. And I just saw a clip after SmackDown, because in my area there's a some Entertainment Tonight type show, and they had a clip of the Desperate Housewives on, so that's why I chose that example. So I don't know. It's just because what they did last week is they had Chavo Guerrero grabbed by an arm of Undertaker, and we saw through Undertaker's eyes, like the camera, it was like he was wearing a helmet cam. And it was just stupid. I mean, I just don't, they have to decide the point of view in the narrative, and they never do, and it drives me nuts, and I know it drives other people nuts, and it's just sloppy storytelling, because it's like a quote, a neat effect, but it's completely undisciplined. It's the same thing as Vince Russo's writing in Raw Magazine. There's a way to tell a story in a disciplined, professional, effective, time-proven fashion, And in writing, that doesn't mean you accentuate every adjective with an exclamation point in all capital letters or use a big font and bold it out. It's not done for a reason, because it's just kind of cheating. It's kind of juvenile. you choose the words to communicate that, and you have a whole gigantic dictionary full of words to choose from, and you choose a word to do it. You don't draw attention to it visually. You can if you're designing an advertisement or writing a children's story, but if you're writing a magazine article, you tend to use traditional grammar rules, and you choose a word that makes your point. And that's why, you know, writing three exclamation points is kind of silly. You should just use it. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with the VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter, where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week, with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.